You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Yesterday, it was kind of the way it was said more than what was said. And maybe I won't be able to describe this well enough to understand the insult, the accidental insult, I think, that was thrown my way in the elevator yesterday. So I'm downstairs and I get in the elevator with a guy that's just dressed to the nines, man. He must have been upper management in some way, shape, or form that's required to wear a tie and a suit. He looked good, man. He looked upper management. And he gets in the elevator with me, and I don't know if I'm going to properly be able to emulate the way he said it, but he gives me the up and down and goes, "One of the DJs, huh?"
I actually take that as a compliment. And that you're a jelly belly that I get to wear what I get to wear, and you have to put on that suit, and it's about to be a bajillion degrees in Atlanta, and you're going to sweat your bum off.
Now, The problem with our elevator is it's basically a 4D mirror. So while you're going up in the elevator, you can see exactly what you look like, right? So as he looks down and looks up at me and either purposely or accidentally insults me, I take a look at the two of us in the mirror, and I think, he's right. This is our brand right here. This is it.
You know how some businesses and places have like casual Friday or whatever where they're like, ooh, we get to wear jeans. Maybe we should start doing fancy Friday.
Forget
where we
have in to the wear. Summer?
I'm just kidding.
Forget
absolutely not.
This ain't the season.
We've adopted that philosophy. We just call it casual career.
Yeah, we did.
It's not casual Friday.
We chose a career where we don't have to do that.
We're definitely jealousy, yeah.
All right, it is game time for Jackson this weekend, and the stakes are high, bruh.
Oh, boy, is it. I feel like I've been dragging this one out long enough, but it's finally actually game time. I am officially doing the prerequisite to the wedding, to the proposal, of which is asking for the parents' blessing of the engagement.
That's a big deal.
It is, but the tension behind it is really kind of gone because you know that they love you. You know they're going to accept you. So that part is pretty much a wrap, right?
Yeah. It's not that I'm concerned that they're going to say no by any means or have something, you know, bad or snarky to say by any means. But I'm still nervous about it nonetheless. Yeah. And so you'd think that I'd have maybe a slightly better game plan going into this weekend. And I have some things kind of put together. But my first question is, do I tell my girlfriend that I'm doing this?
No. It's supposed to be a secret. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a secret.
Why would you tell?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in my head it was, why would I not tell her?
No, because I think you guys have a unique situation with your engagement. Not that it's like bad. It's just everybody's in the know. I think it's, I'm not even going to say normal, but it's typical for whoever to ask the parents' blessing and then the proposal is typically a surprise.
True.
So they don't know.
Yeah, I think I tend to err on the romantic side and stuff like this, where there are other people that are very practical about it. I do think there's something very romantic about not letting her know, showing up, doing it on your own, you know, not getting advice from her on how to handle it, surprising her when it's over, because then it's a real honor, you know, like, oh my, it's respectful. But you may be cut from a different cloth.
So I tell her afterwards, though.
No.
Still, I just never say anything.
You need to shut your mouth.
Unless she asks.
I feel like that's a part of the beauty in it, is you really taking charge and stepping up and doing what you have to do and just being confident in that. I know I'm doing the right thing, so I don't even have to concern her.
I think you even get extra credit because at some point her dad is going to say, oh, Jackson was so awesome when he came to ask for your hand in marriage. And then she's going to go, what? I didn't even know do that. I think you get extra points for that. Okay. And you need to pile those up now before you get married.
Because that's exactly what happened for my husband and I. So he asked my dad for his blessing, unbeknownst to me. And then I'm not putting any pressure on you. He then drove to Kentucky to ask my mom and also ask my brother. and literally drove to Kentucky, turned around, and drove straight back.
Oh, so you're taking a shortcut. You ain't doing much.
So what
but
you need to do.
He didn't tell me any of that. And it was them. It was them that told me afterwards.
So what you need to do is put him on a flight to San Francisco. And then you follow in another plane, ask there, and then come back. Then you get more points than Barton.
The effort level makes a big difference is what I'm starting to learn. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
sure. Okay.
Yeah, what I think I've learned, at least one thing that I've learned about women is it's effort, man. You could screw things up royally, but the more effort you put in, that is what matters, man. It's not the execution, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is good then, because I've already talked to my sister, and we kind of have a plan for her to kind of last minute spark up something for her and my girlfriend to do on Saturday morning. I'm going to take them to a coffee shop. I know you guys had all mentioned cooking a big dinner for them and doing all of that, which I think is a great idea. Our weekend is just already packed with a bunch of plans, and if I'm trying to keep this as subtle as possible, sort of coffee in the morning makes more sense to me.
Oh, with her parents?
Yes.
Oh, that's totally fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So you're knocking them both out at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? And the last part of this whole thing that I need to figure out how to approach is, when does the conversation of a prenup come up? Not for myself, but from her end. Without disclosing too much, she has a little bit of money to her. And how do I respectfully bring this, like, bring this up? Do I bring this up to her parents at all?
No.
Whoa. Hell no.
Are you marrying her parents or are you marrying her?
Well, her.
Okay, then why would you bring it up to the parents?
I'm just going to urge you not to propose to her.
That's where we've gone.
No.
If your thinking is where it's, well, it's inherited money, so that's why, whatever the case may be, no, that is not a conversation for you and your in-laws. That's a conversation for you and your future wife.
Now, if she's the one that's pretty much bringing money into the relationship, isn't it her responsibility then, if she wants a prenup, to bring it up and not you?
That's, well, we've kind of had like a loose conversation about this just mm-hmm. because like I wanted to make sure that she
hinted at
it. What? I made sure to get in front of this one. Okay. That was very important for me. And so, yeah, I agree that like it's for sure a more in-depth conversation that we need to have together. But yeah, okay. No in-laws.
So, and we're assuming that the conversation is there will be a prenup or there won't be a prenup. What's your take on
that? I think it's just more whatever you're the most comfortable with, I'm good with. So if you want one, I'm for it. If not, then, you know, that's what I want to make it very clear to her.
I think it should be more normalized that a prenup should be a standardized conversation when it comes to just normal wedding planning. Like picking out the color of the flowers should be the same conversation as we should have a prenup, because no matter what, everybody comes into a marriage with a prenup. It's just whether or not you want the government to write your prenup or if you want to write the prenup.
That's a pretty good point. It is one of the least romantic things that you can talk about, right? But at the end of the day, when you're looking at it practically, there's a bit of a business to marriage also, you know?
As far as when you do it, like when you start the wedding planning, when you guys pick a date, when you guys pick a venue, like when you know those details, then that's when that conversation should happen. But I don't think it should be a big deal conversation.
Okay. I think you should try to push it down the line as far as you can. Yeah. Wait till the buzzer.
She's going to be in the bridal suite getting ready and signing paperwork for the prenup.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Grey's Anatomy actress Ellen Pompeo recently revealed that TSA called the bomb squad on her recently. This is terrifying. I feel like the TSA is one of those places where no matter what, I'm keeping my head down. Oh, yeah. I'm taking my shoes off if I got to take my shoes off. You start yelling at me. Normally I'd cry and freak out, but I'm following exactly what you want me to do because I'm not losing my flight privileges. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else gals have this panic in them when they're going through TSA and you're putting your stuff on the conveyor belt where you're like, do I have any drugs or guns on me?
Every time. Yeah. I think I have a gun on me every single
Why?
Time. I don't know. It's a weird feeling.
I mean, I'm thinking about my part, and I'm like, I never carry guns or drugs. So why would they be on my person?
Somebody could have planted a gun on you.
Yeah.
Somebody could have slipped something into your bag because they're like, oh, I forgot that I had it. Now this girl's going to get in trouble instead.
And it's not the place for jokes either, TSA. Oh. Generally not a great audience for jokes, like when they're patting you down. Oh, could you at least buy me dinner first? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, they're not in the mood at all. But Ellen Pompeo recently revealed that she was detained by TSA and nearly missed her flight all because of a bag of organic sunflower seeds from a very fancy LA grocery store called Erewhon. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of this, but it's like the...
I have actually.
People are always like, you got to get like a down payment just to go get fruit at Erewhon because it's like $20 for one strawberry. It's embarrassing. So she had gotten these sunflower seeds from Erewhon, and then the TSA flagged the snack that I guess had been in like a little bag, and they thought there was chemical on the packaging, which led them to call in the bomb squad for some reason, which feels like an overreaction. They held her for about an hour during the investigation, and she was like, I'll throw them away. Like, literally, like, I do not need these sunflower seeds.
She's like, I'm not missing my flight for some sunflower seeds.
She's like, this is not like that important. And they required her to stay until the situation was quote unquote resolved. She did end up making her flight, but can you imagine how stressful that is? Like, you think you're just boarding the plane with sunflower seeds, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, like, am I going to jail?
I think I've told you guys this story before. I was traveling with a woman, and as the bags are taken from us and go on to the little carousel-y thing as we're checking in, she says to me, because we had partaken in a gateway drug, she says to me, oh my God, there is a chance that what we were partaking in, what's left over, is in one of the bags. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it, right? There's nothing we can do about it right now. Couldn't you wait on that information while we got off the plane? But she was telling me just as it went on.
All right, I want to throw a flag on the play and get your all's take. So the snack that she chose for the plane, all right, and you got to be very discerning with your snacks on a plane because you want to be cordial to your plane companions. She chose sunflower seeds. Now, if they are still shelled sunflower seeds, you are on a plane chewing something and spitting something out.
More than likely, but this might sound crazy. I used to eat the shells.
Yeah, I know people. I played
you
with baseball players
shells?
That ate the shell.
Yes. Yeah. It was like the shell was like the best part.
I couldn't do it because I was thinking the way it comes out is going to hurt.
That happened a time or two.
Okay. Yeah, there are people that eat them, man.
Yeah.
All right, Netflix recently revealed some very exciting news for fans. Well, I guess it's exciting, but also sad. It's very bittersweet because Stranger Things is about to have its final season. The show's social media accounts shared a trailer and also gave the audience release dates for when it's coming out. So season 5 is actually going to be divided into 3 different parts, which I'm like, is this not what streaming services were for? Like the fact that you would just get to get all of the episodes in one go. Like we don't have to wait for all 3 parts to come out, but each of them are going to be divided up. So the first little batch of episodes will come out on November 26th and then December 25th and then New Year's Eve. So all the major holidays are going to be surrounded by Stranger Things.
Yeah, I don't know how Mo does this. I think you're the one that does this because to me it's Herculean that you will wait till the entire season comes out, even though it's being released week by week. You'll wait for the whole thing. I don't have the capacity to do that.
I'm doing it right now with The Last of Us. I want to watch. Yeah, I want to watch it so bad, but I just hate that feeling of having to wait episode to episode to episode. I'm past that phase of life. I just want to get it all out in one shot.
Kristen and I are going to have to do this in like a couple of weeks because that show that we love, The Buccaneers, is coming out. And if I remember correctly, they release it week by week by week.
Aww.
I remember being so annoyed by it because I'm like, the show is good, but it's not that good. But now I'm just like on pins and needles waiting for every episode to come out. So maybe it is that good.
If I've managed to like Matrix my way out of any spoilers for The Last of Us, I think we can do that for Buccaneers.
All right, billionaire Mr. Beast says he has to borrow money for his upcoming wedding from his mom. I'm going to explain why in your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So I'm driving from Savannah to Atlanta, and all of a sudden I get a burst of adrenaline because I'm excited, right? Tommy's always talking about Buc-ee's, and he's talked about getting in his car and traveling 46 miles 46 miles just for Buc-ee's? And I shouldn't judge it because I haven't been yet. So while I'm driving to Atlanta, I see the big sign.
You finally experienced?
I see the big sign for Buc-ee's, right? And I'm like, you know what? Okay, finally, I'm going to see what this whole thing's all about, right? And then I glance down to the bottom of it, and it says 100 miles away. And I'm like, there is no chance.
They want you to pre-plan.
Yeah, they do, man. And Tommy does that.
I live to see those billboards, Bert. And luckily, there's one on the way from here, from work to home. And it's 46 miles, and it just so happens my house, which is away from that sign, is also 46 miles from Buc-ee's. So everybody, take off your hats, stand up, and let's hear the Buc-ee's anthem.
I'm running low on fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's, and you already know I'm gonna need a Buc-ee, cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money. Ooh, these toilets so dang clean, they make me wanna get some brisket and a sweet ice tea.
You're also gonna need a good cardiologist, and what else?
A lot of cash.
And a lot of cash.
Tommy, I'm trying to raise my son right. So when we went to Sevierville, Tennessee, right outside Pigeon Forge, where Sevierville downtown has a statue of Dolly Parton, we passed a lot of Buc-ee signs.
Nice.
And my son now plays a game where he tries to spot the beaver.
did you not take him to meet Buc-ee?
His dad has been playing that game for a long time.
Buc-ee.
He found it once.
I have several pictures with Buc-ee.
Yeah, no.
My wife Renee and I, we get so excited when we see Buc-ee.
Yeah, we didn't stop.
Where was Buc-ee when I went there? I ain't get to meet Buc-ee when I went.
He must have been, you know, he takes breaks every few minutes.
And
that's unfortunate.
You're going to be so mad. The exit that we took to get to our cabin, that's where the Sevierville, but like the Buc-ee's is right there on that exit. And we looked at it and we're like, big, and kept on rolling.
All right. So let's get to it. There are so many items to look at. It's like being at Disney. You can't do everything in one day.
No, wait a second.
Bert, I'm telling you, you cannot, if you go to Buc-ee's, you could spend hours in Buc-ee's.
You know what? You've turned me around. But next year, we are taking our kids to Buc-ee's rather than Disney World. On Bert's Big Adventure. Because they're so similar.
I guarantee you, they will have a blast. As a matter of fact, we should plan one of our reunions. Put all the kids on a bus and go to Buc-ee's.
Oh, they're going
to
love that.
Yeah. I will head that up.
I shopped that whole Buc-ee's in 30 minutes, Tommy.
All right, no. I'm telling you, Mo, you go back for a second time, you're going to see something you didn't see the first time. And that's what I'm talking about. So I have gone around the store, and I have done research, and I have priced out these unique items that you can only find at Buc-ee's, America's treasure. So we're going to play Buc-ee's Price is Right.
Okay, let's go.
All right, first up, this one was for Cassie, who's not here right now. But Cassie, if you're listening, this is for you. It is a book. As we all know, Cassie is living in an RV. And RVs can often be in the middle of the woods. So this is a book called How to Stay Alive in the Woods. It's by Bradford Angier. It is a complete guide to food, shelter, and self-preservation anywhere.
Of course you'd find one of those.
Very handy.
Where else?
How to Stay Alive in the Woods.
How much?
I'm going to go $19.99, Tommy.
$19.99.
$29.99.
Okay.
I'm going to go $24.99.
What was yours?
$29.99.
$30.
Kristen wins. It's $21.99.
Woo! Everybody went over.
It's cheap to figure out how to save your life.
Remember, now, this is not goop prices, right?
I thought your life was important, so I figured.
Right?
Yeah.
This
it's only worth $21.99.
Item is a tchotchke genius item. It is both tchotchke used to display its beauty, and it serves a purpose. It is a Buc-ee's gas pump beverage dispenser.
Oh,
nickel plated, tarnish resistant, 34-ounce capacity, with Buc-ee the Beaver right on the pump.
Fancy
a gas pump? What?
It is a Buc-ee's gas pump beverage dispenser. So you put your favorite beverage in, and it's got a little gas pump.
Yep.
And you use the gas pump to fill your glass.
Oh, bless it! Oh, bless it!
Buc-ee's is nothing, if anything, but class.
Got it.
With a capital K.
I think this is Tommy's Christmas wish list.
Yeah, maybe. I'll go $17.
Oh, my God.
I got to be more than that.
Yeah. But you stop shopping at the Bucky's outlet.
$99.99.
What? I'm going to go $120.
What? I'm going to go $49.99.
Wow, you guys all, I think, overbid. $29.98.
No, I
win
that.
What was his?
I went 17
yeah,
bucks.
Oh, that's right.
You did. Oh, you did go cheap.
That's sorry a bargain.
So, Bert, you get it.
If this is the only game I ever win on the Bert Show, I'm going to be very embarrassed. I never win these games.
Okay, next up, Fredericksburg Freshies. Fredericksburg Farms, Jesus Take the Wheel, Sandalwood Currant. Smell it, don't eat it. It's beaded with beautiful green beads. So this is kind of like a air freshener type deal.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a rosary for a second.
It's made of wood, sandalwood, and it has a theme on it. Jesus Take the Wheel. And
oh, so it's a
much,
candle.
Not, I think, no, it's like a piece of wood that's like.
Oh,
like
it's literally
smells.
A piece of wood.
that you would hang in the rear view of your car
well,
or something?
Well, maybe I'm misremembering. I have to pull up the picture. Smell it. Don't eat it. Beaded with beautiful green beads.
I got a lot of adult jokes. I ain't going anywhere near there. Okay.
If somebody didn't include that in their graduation commencement speech as their pearls of wisdom, they missed a huge opportunity.
That should be their new slogan. In fact,
don't eat it.
Smell it, don't eat it.
All right.
Oh, wow.
What do you got, Mo?
You said it was sandalwood, right?
Yes.
That makes a difference.
That's how they do on The Price is Right. They say, Drew, what is that made out of? And the guy goes, Drew, it's made of sandalwood.
I'm going $12.99.
Okay.
I'm going $11.99.
I'm going $7.99.
One penny, Bob.
Not even $1.
Tristan wins again. It is $8.99.
Yeah,
$8.99.
All right, here is
you're at an advantage. You're from Kentucky.
Here is your last item.
I still have yet to step into a Bucky's, though.
God, there's so many good things to choose from. All right,
I haven't heard one yet.
Bert, do you like a Snuggie?
Who doesn't? It is pure Americana.
This is not the Snuggie brand. It's a Bucky's brand, and it is a Bucky's wearable blanket. Luckily for the bigger folks, one size fits all.
A Bucky's Snuggie.
It has a huge hood, ribbed cuffs, giant sleeves with a high-low hem for added style, and a marsupial pocket for your beaver nuggies.
That's important.
And if you've never tried beaver nuggets, it is like pure sugar.
Oh, wait.
So a Bucky's wearable blanket, one size fits all.
I think there's going to be a big ticket item here. I'm going to go $150.
Whoa.
$150.
Lord. It's not diamond encrusted.
Okay. I have purchased a Snuggie before. Though it was before I went to a UK UGA football game, so I don't really have much recollection of how much that puppy cost. I'm going to go $29.99.
I'm imagining a Snuggie with the Nuggies would go for about $30 nowadays.
But ask, are the Nuggies included?
They're not included. I would imagine they're not. Are they included?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right, because then $150 would have made sense.
Nuggies not included.
I'm going $34.99, Bob.
Is that everybody?
Yes.
I think so.
The correct price is $24.98. Who got it?
I think you.
Everybody.
No, I said 29. Yeah. I went over.
Everybody.
Oh,
everybody
no. We all went over.
Oh,
everybody went over.
Oh. Anytime you guys want to play, I've got plenty of items. Like I said, you could spend days in Bucky's.
How you haven't gotten an endorsement yet for this, I do not know. Has anybody approached Bucky's for this?
I love your idea of me trying to visit every Bucky's in America. Now, you said do it in one weekend. That is impossible.
Yeah, I was just saying that to get you out of the studio.
I would take if Bucky's, if you're listening, if you will pay me, I will take my RV and I will be on YouTube and I will go and I will describe every Bucky's in America because people that don't know Bucky's, they need to know.
I can't think of anybody or any scene that represents Bucky's more than you hanging out in an RV in front of every Bucky's in America.
Damn right.
I'm all for it, man.
With your preacher wife, that would be amazing.
And you know
The Bert Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So I found out through a butt dial that my dad is a traitor, and I need to figure out how to approach him about it because I don't want it to explode on my family.
Curious, when you get a butt dial, how long do you allow yourself to stay on the butt dial before you actually like hang up on the butt dial?
Normally, I would give the butt dial probably about 30 seconds, but in this case, the butt dial went to voicemail, and then I played the voicemail back.
Mm.
And then that's when I heard the issue.
Yeah, I'll stay on there quite a while if there's stuff going on. Yeah, but if there just seems to be like superficial talk, yeah, I'll give it 30 seconds. But sometimes you get some meaty stuff in there.
I always wait to see if somebody's going to say something about me.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just don't answer because my name's AB, so I'm always at the top of people's butt dial list. So I'm getting butt dials constantly. And if I know that somebody from high school is calling me, I'm like, they didn't mean to do that. So I'm not answering.
We're at the house the other day, and my girlfriend has a four-year-old, and she accidentally butt dialed her ex-husband. And when he picked up, she just said, "Hey, sorry, butt dial," and that was it. And Ace is like, "Butt dial?
Oh no!
At 4 years old, that's fantastic." Yeah, that's good stuff.
I don't even know how you butt dialed today with an iPhone. Have y'all accidentally butt dialed somebody?
I think so.
Yeah.
I have not, but I have somebody in my contacts that butt dials me like every 2 weeks.
Me too.
And I have no idea what she is doing. Like, it's not somebody that I communicate with regularly. Typically, it's a old dog sitter of ours. And Bart was the one that used to communicate with her, right? Because he's in charge of the dogs, because he's in charge of all of us. And it just happened again the other day. Went to voicemail. There's a minute long voicemail of just. And I'm like, why are your cheeks constantly calling me?
You know what's potentially has almost got me in trouble a lot in the last 6 months is the accidental voice note that is recording, but I catch it before it sends out.
Yeah, it's happened to me a few times.
I feel like that's the new butt dial. It's like you have your text messages open, and then you're like, God forbid, talking about that person, and then you look down and you're like, how do I delete what else I need?
Yeah, you see that it's still recording.
Yes.
You're like, no!
So my dad, a lot like what Kristen was just speaking to, tends to butt dial me a lot to the point where when he calls me, sometime I'll just give it a beat and usually I'll get the text that says accident, sorry, right? And in this case, I had a feeling it was the same thing because he was calling me at a point in time, like it was kind of late at night, and I'm like, he knows I'm in a bed, I'm not normally asleep at this time. So when I actually saw the voicemail, I panicked because I thought, okay, this could actually be an emergency of some sort. And I think before I play the voicemail for y'all, it's important for me to establish a bit of my family history because you'll understand this offense a little more. So I'm very big on two things in my family, pretty much, family and sports. Hmm. And in my family, sports is a really big deal. And the Dallas Cowboys, more importantly, are really big deal in my family. And my dad is literally the reason that I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. Since I was 8 years old, I can literally remember him telling me, we are New Yorkers. You're going to take a lot of heat for this.
Yeah.
But in this family, we root for the Dallas Cowboys.
I think 80% of the time you root for the team that your dad or your mom rooted for when you were younger.
Absolutely.
I've literally had people as I'm walking out the stadium and Hollis has his Padres stuff on, like a drunk dude come up to Hollis and go, just want to let you know, you do not have to root for the Padres. That's your dad's team. And I'm like, don't you listen to that dude. Don't you listen.
And that's exactly what I've gone through my entire life. He gave me that Deion Sanders jersey and I've worn it proudly since. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, it is sacrilegious to even think about being a New York Giants fan.
No.
It's like, I can't explain to y'all how big this rivalry is.
In terms that you would understand, Florida State.
Oh, God.
No way.
Oh,
no. Exactly.
Kentucky.
Duke.
Never mind.
I don't think about football. I think about basketball.
So imagine being in this position. And, you know, I kind of was wondering, because my dad, as I was mentioned before, he's head of security for Russell Wilson in Sierra. And Russell Wilson just got traded to the New York Giants. And I thought to myself, wow, what an awkward position for my dad to be in. right? And how is he going to handle this? But with all the years of him just beating it in my head that we do not ever root for the New York Giants, to me, it was a no-brainer. Of course he's going to be loyal to the soil because this has been what he has built himself, right?
I don't know what rhymes with green, but that sounds like a better rhyme to me.
True indeed. However, I would have respected if he came to me and said, son, we need to sit down and talk.
Family meeting. Just deserved a family meeting?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you can't trade against the Dallas Cowboys blue in this family. And he was out. Sounds like he was having a great time with the family. I was not there. Probably having a drink or two. And I went and I pressed the voicemail to see what my dad was calling me so late for. And this is what I heard.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm a Giants fan.
I'm a Giants fan.
I'm a Giants fan too now.
How
are
you gonna be a Cowboys fan?
Oh,
oh,
no.
That is
no.
my dad, y'all. Oh, no. I'm a Giants fan too now.
That's the clearest no. blood dial I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Hear the words yes. out of your dad's mouth.
So emphatic, so enthusiastic, so happy, in fact. To yell it from the mountaintop.
What did you do?
I immediately called him.
Yeah.
I immediately called him. I said, we need to talk. And he said, what's up, son? What happened? I said, you just called me. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. Check your phone. And I said, I heard the voicemail. He said, what I say in the voicemail? I said, something about being a Giants fan, Dad. That's what you said. He said, let me call you right back.
It was that serious. So, first of all, I respect your dad a lot, but he should have resigned from his position if he was a real Cowboys
That's
fan.
That's what a real Cowboys fan would have been, for sure.
And secondly, if I'm Russell Wilson, I would have my head on a swivel the week that we play the Cowboys. Because if I'm your dad, I'm like, I don't see anything. I don't see anything
Two
at all.
2 weeks out the season, he's going to be blind.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Again this morning, I just want to take 1 second to urge you, if you are the co-parents in the relationship and you have kids that are involved, well, that's what makes you co-parent. Yeah.
You're just a little bit redundant, but you're good.
You're the one unwilling and you're the one that's being difficult in this relationship to put up the fake face and do what's best for your kids. I implore you to rethink that. You know, every time that I post online about my co-parenting situation, and it's oddly healthy on so many different levels right now that I want to get into, I just had this moment last night of just pure happiness when it came to co-parenting. And anytime I post online about it, I say this over and over again. It bums me out so much that I get so many DMs from you guys saying, I wish my situation was different. And a lot of you guys feel so out of control because it takes two to tango here, right? One person might be like, yeah, I don't like him either, or I don't like her. But how many times when Stacey and I were getting divorced, did we not like each other at all that we, you know, sort of forced to smile in front of the kids, grit our teeth, and talk to each other like this, like we really, really like each other for the best of the kids, you know? And I can tell you that if you can get over that, and again, I'm not talking to the person willing, you know, your kids didn't sign up for this divorce, and the impact of your divorce and how it's going to affect your kids has everything to do with the way you are going to handle the co-parenting situation, right? This is a crisis situation when you get divorced. It can't help but be a jolting experience for the kids. So they deserve to make it as easy as possible. It is a difficult situation. And I just want to let you know what is possible when you can put your ego aside and do what's best for the kid. This last week and a half, there were so many things for me to celebrate. I had my youngest son graduated from high school. My oldest son graduated from college. We all went down and watched Hollis in his state championship win that also. There was party graduation parties that we were all at together. And I'm scrolling through the pictures from the last week. And one of the things that I'm most, here's, this one's awesome. Right before Hollis's graduation, I found out the day before that there I had to wear a specific tie to the graduation. In his Catholic school, he was part of a house. There were like four different houses that, like Harry Potter.
I was about to say, I'm like, were you a Gryffindor?
So this tie had the emblem of his house on it, and I found out 24 hours beforehand that the fathers are supposed to wear the tie of the house. I still, at my age, and I take great pride in this, don't know how to tie a tie. I grew up in San Diego, very informal city, and I at one point or another said, you know what, I'm going my whole life, which is great 99% of the time until I have to wear a tie. So there's a picture here of Stacy meeting me outside of the church, putting my tie on and adjusting it for me before I go in to the graduation. I'm so proud of that picture. And also at that graduation, as I'm scrolling down, is as we're sitting, it is Stacy, my ex-wife, her new man, who she is in love with, who I set her up with, and it's just worked out great. And there's me, and then there's my girlfriend, Amanda. And the sweet pictures that were taken of all of us just kind of taking it all in and celebrating together is possible. It really is possible if you're the one that can just give in and get over your ego for a little bit for the best of the kids. Then I'm looking at pictures of us post-graduation for Hollis, and we're in this big quad and we're all taking pictures together. It's Stacy and her entire family. And then there's me and Amanda in the picture together with Stacy and Joe. Then there are more pictures of us doing graduation parties, and then Hayden's graduation where we're all there together also. Then there's a really awesome one that kind of finishes the whole thing off, because Asa, her four-year-old, was with us in Savannah for Hayden's graduation and also for Hollis's state final. So he's in Savannah, and I held a party for him on a rooftop, not Asa, Hayden. Yeah. And during this, you know, you got to keep the four-year-old entertained, and he's really into pirates right now. So he's carrying a sword around everywhere. So we're at this five-star restaurant. There's Asa wanting to swashbuckle everybody. Yeah. And at one point or another, Amanda took pictures of Joe taking a plastic knife maybe and having a sword fight with Asa. And then there's one of Stacy having a sword fight with Asa. And then to add on to this whole thing, at Hollis's graduation party and birthday party, Amanda's ex-husband is there with his new fiance, and we're all celebrating together also. So all of the families are proving this example exists for our kids, and I'm just so proud of it, and I want it for you if you're the one in the relationship that just can't get over the hurt.
I absolutely love this for all of you guys, especially for the kids. But there was one sentence where you're like, it's possible. It is possible for you, and it is possible for some other families, but it isn't possible for everybody. And I want to make sure people don't, like, because comparison is the thief of joy. And if you have two parents who are in good mental health spaces, then yes, this is possible. But you might be with a partner that this isn't going to be possible with. And I am so sorry for that. And you're just going to have to make the best of the situation that you have.
I would agree with you. I would say that that's catering to the minority. I would say that most parents are capable of doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's just the ego and the hurt that gets in the way. Hey, Tori, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Hey, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice.
She's like, I'm just making sure.
Feel free to speak freely.
Testing the waters, baby.
What you got?
I know, I'm scared. Okay, so me and my ex-husband, we split up, let's see, it was 2020. He left while I was pregnant with my second child, or our second child. I don't want to diagnose him. I know the term narcissist kind of gets thrown around a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he's narcissistic. I hate saying it because, you know, whatever. But anyway, we have a good relationship, like co-parenting relationship now. And I've been seeing this guy for, like, basically since we divorced. And he, like, refuses to meet him. And, like, his ex, like, has, like, the same issues as mine. And it's pretty much... he's like, I don't want to be around that dude, like, because of how he treated me and everything that he did to me. And I'm like, oh my God, like, it makes me so, like, anxious. And, like, how do I talk to him about possibly, like, meeting up with them so that, because, like, you know, when my kids graduate high school, I mean, they're little right now, but when they graduate high school and all that, I would love to have, like, everybody there, you know?
Sure. Here's what I would suggest. And again, these are really very individual and they are not easy at all. And I'm not gloating to say, hey, look at my life. I'm just saying that it is possible. In this case right here, and I understand, like, when you know the person that has hurt your loved one so much, you loathe that person. They never maybe ever did anything to you, but if you're in love and they hurt the person that you're in love with, you hate them by proxy, right? Here's what I would say. Fake it. Sometimes you just gotta fake it. You can be in the same room together. I'm not saying that they can do tequila shots together or hang out at a table and talk about sports. I'm not saying that. I'm saying fake it for an hour and a half, be in the same room, and that's it. Just to give the kids the example that it's possible. Here's what is so sensational about the whole thing, and I mean that in a big way, is that the way they see you interact together or your significant others interacting together is how they're going to approach their relationships when they get older, and their kids, and all of the kids on the family tree that aren't even born yet, you are affecting. And that's why I say eat the ego and fake it for an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah, so I got to convince him to fake it.
And it's hard, man. I know it's really hard to be in that room together where you feel those feelings and just you're just loathing that person. I'm just saying for 90 minutes, fake it.
And Tori, you're right. People do throw like the narcissist label out quite a bit. I think there are true narcissists out there. And then I think there are people who, you know, have examples of narcissistic behavior. But if you are dealing with the true narcissist, then you can't give them oxygen. So when a narcissist does something, they're doing it to get a reaction out of you.
Oh, yeah.
So the only thing, you can't control that person, but you can control how you react to that person. And it does require being the bigger person. And I know some people conflate that with like, you're letting them walk all over you or you're letting them take advantage of you. No, you're just setting up boundaries for yourself with a person you can't be reasoned with.
Right.
So if that's the case, then, are you going to have a picture perfect like hangs like Bert has right now? Probably not.
Took us a while to get there too.
Yeah, it does. Time's going to be your friend here, but at least you can get to a place where you know you're doing what's best by you. And if he wants to act that way, then that's on him.
Here's why I initially brought this up today, and I've totally forgot to talk about it. So my son Hayden just graduated from college. Like I said, he's so sketched out right now. I mean, he tweaks a little high to begin with. He's very, very anxious, but he's so in his head right now and is sort of debilitated by fear that Stacy invited me over to her house last night, cooked me a home-cooked meal that me and Hayden and Stacy had together. Hollis was at her house last night also. So we all had a family dinner together, and then Hollis went to his room, and then we tried to get Hayden off the ledge. And she, you know, when I walked in, she's teaching him how to cook. So I get in there and now she's teaching me how to cook tacos also. So it can happen. It can happen. Mm-hmm. But it takes two to tango. And if you're the one that is holding that back, you really got to take a look at yourself and say, I'm not only affecting my kids, but I'm affecting my grandkids, my kids, 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 and everybody on that family tree is using you as the example. And that's pretty heavy.
That's the most frustrating part, is I always feel like the one person that doesn't want to look in the mirror is always going to be, it's just never going to happen. And then the other person is always going to have to fake it.
It's hard, man. Hard. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.